Howdy, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for the Friday Night Sociable, conducted by Lum and Abner, whose everyday experiences are sent to you each evening, except Saturday and Sunday, by your own local Ford dealer. In my opinion, the new Ford V8 is the most economical car on the market, says Rankin Singley, grocer of Mangum, Oklahoma. We've been telling you what we believe about the new Ford V8. Now let us select this letter from the thousands received and tell you what this owner says. Mr. Singley writes, I own a Ford V8, and in my opinion, it is the most economical car on the market. On one trip, I drove 640 miles in 12 hours and 25 minutes. This included four stops and speed up to 87 miles an hour. And without apparently using any oil at all, the car averaged 21 miles per gallon of gasoline. Lum and Abner would be glad to have your opinion of the new Ford V8. As we look in on Pine Ridge tonight, we find the schoolhouse completely filled and the neighbors still coming for the big sociable. The ice cream served last Friday probably accounts for the unusually large attendance tonight. Lum is in charge of the entertainment as usual and is ringing the telephone so that we listeners out on the party line hookup may be sure of hearing the festivities. Take down your receiver and listen.
Everybody out on the party line, mighty proud you're listening in. Wish you could be down here at the schoolhouse with us. We're having a big time, big crowd here. Recollect, me and Abner's are putting on these little get-ups every Friday night to sort of advertise our Ford business. All we ask is that you drive the new Ford V8 before you buy. Want to thank you all for the nice letters you've been sending in. Appreciate that. Now we get along with the sociable. That's the Pine Ridge String Band over there playing. And all right, Cap, turn the boys loose. Let them go. Quiet, taking up a lot of time with that hand slapping.
Say, Lum, look down there on the second row. There sits them Swiss Yodelers.
Well, I was wondering to goodness they didn't know he was here. Yeah, let's make them get up here on the platform.
Why, sure, they tried to slip in, not let us see them. Make them come
all
up
all right,
here,
boys, get on up here. We want to tune out of you.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, sir.
About 14 years old, my voice is changing. That's
That's the way they sing over in Switzerland. You take them foreign countries, they all sing different. You take down in Africa, they got queer customs. Now, down there, when them folks gets mad, they take a stick and start beating on the ground with it.
Start beating on the ground?
Yeah, when they're right mad.
Why, they don't only do that in Africa. As I was going in the county seat the other day, I seen some fellas on the golf course up there doing the same thing, just a whamming the ground.
Well,
these here folks here, these big stars down here, they just walk on the hind leg like us folks do, don't they?
Sure they do.
Just human beings.
Why, sure. Now, let's see. Folks, we got a sort of surprise for you tonight. Stopping over here at the Summer Resort Hotel is Larry Adler. He's the one that played in Flying Colors, and he's going to play on the mouth organ that same number he played then.
He's going to play in Pine Ridge tonight, though.
Yeah, but he's going to play on the mouth organ.
Yeah.
He's what is known as the jazz of the mouth organ. Go ahead.
Hi, Larry. Hi.
Down here at the lumber company now, and he's got to get back to work.
Well, we just have George sing his song now. George, if you're ready, go ahead. All right, folks, George Hartley.
Cloudy all day.
doggy, Lum, that was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, sir, I've been feeling all day like this was Friday, Lum.
Friday's Friday?
Yeah.
Friday is Friday.
It is. Well, maybe that's the reason I've been feeling that way.
folks, there's two men and a maid is here now from the county seat. I know we all enjoy hearing them. Sort of favorites around here now. All right, the two men and a maid is going to sing first.
Only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. Her beauty was so for an old man gone. She's a bird. Like music like that, it is true, but music like that's not for us. We like music modern, some fast and some slow, and this is the way that we think it should go. She's just a bird in a gilded cage, a great mistake in her life she's made, for happiness before when she married him for gold. Woe-dee-woe-dee-woe. Though she lives in a mansion grand, though there's wealth at her command, she isn't very happy with her wealth, she'll look happy. Woe-dee-woe-dee-woe. She would like to make some odd chance, she'd like to go and watch the coons, hidey-hidey-hidey-ho. She would love to have the chance to make some whoopee at a dance where the music of the band makes you feel low-dee-low.
Wait a minute, I got an out.
Folks, that good-looking girl I just talking to is stopping over here at the Summer Resort Hotel, and I was surprised to know that's Miss Frances Langford. Mighty proud to have such a person as that in the community here in Pine Ridge. She's on her way out to California to make a new moving picture.
Is she a picture actor?
Oh, yeah, a regular moving picture actor.
I don't want to touch it.
Now, Miss Langford has kindly consented to help us out on our little get-up tonight, and we're going to have the hotel orchestra play her accompaniment for her. All right, Miss Langford.
I know a bundle of humanity, charming as can be. Why, I'm really driven to insanity when he speaks to me. He's a risky sort of person and always so blase. But I try to overcome his vanity and keep him this way. I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. His ability is enough to never in your arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to you? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature, I'm full of wine. I'm young and healthy, so let's go. In a year or two, I'll be baby,
thank you. kept anything and I ever hear.
But I'll tell you something, Lon Evers. If you don't quit casting sheep eyes, that woman Evelina's going to rop a chair around you.
Evelina ain't here tonight. I've done looked about that.
And I wondered why you were doing such a thing.
Abner, go ahead with the program. I want to talk to Miss Langford there a minute.
What's next, Lon?
Go ahead and use your own judgment. I don't care.
Well, folks, our next number on the program will be a solo by Abner Peabody. By the shade of the old apple tree. Now, Mamie, keep that young and quiet, please.
Folks is getting up and leaving the schoolhouse. Get somebody. I just wonder, how about the Pine Ridge Spring Band? All right, go with that.
Take you down to Pine Ridge for this evening's visit with Lum and Abner, whose everyday experiences are sent to you each evening, except Saturday and Sunday, by your local Ford dealer. You have asked, is the new Ford V8 economical to drive? Tonight, your Ford dealer answers that question, answers you with the strongest official proof possible to obtain, a certificate of performance given the Ford V8 by the Contest Board of the American Automobile Association. This certificate says, the undersigned certify in the name of the Contest Board, American Automobile Association, that at Washington, D.C., and over the Mount Vernon Memorial Highway, a Ford V8 1933 two-door sedan, motor number 18332364, of strictly stock class, manufactured by the Ford Motor Company and driven by Contest Board personnel, was timed at 182 hours and 50 minutes, over the distance of 5,022 and one-tenth miles, an average of 27.468 miles per hour from a standing start on June 20th to the 28th, 1933, establishing an average of 22.532 miles per gallon of gasoline. Total oil used, 1.578 gallons, an average of 3,182 and a half miles per gallon. Total gasoline used, 222.89 gallons, an average of 22.532 miles per gallon. Water added, none. Signed, Chester S. Ricker, official representative, E.V. Rickenbacker, chairman of the board, P.W. Lewis, technical representative, and V.E. Allen, the secretary. In fairness to yourself, see the new Ford before you buy. Well, when we left our old friends down at Pine Ridge last Thursday, the elephant had pulled the door off the jailhouse and released the old lion on the terrified community. Lum and Abner have been trying their best to capture the lion ever since, but so far have not succeeded. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner back of the garage, preparing for another trip into the mountains in search of the nuisance that is causing such a disturbance. Lum has just arrived on the scene. Listen.
Abner, what in the name of common sense are you up to now?
Well, I'm getting things ready to go on that lion hunt tonight, Lum.
Well, you're not aiming on taking this elephant, are you?
Why, sure.
Who ever heard of hunting lions with an elephant?
Well, now, that's what that book says.
What book?
Why, that one right there. Dick Huddleston gave it to me to read. Tells all about lion hunting.
I see it. Now, what we better do is get some dogs to hunt that lion with.
No, according to that book there, Lum, they don't use dogs.
Big game hunting in Africa.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what they say in here. I know one reason they don't use elephants to hunt lions with. They can't even bark. How would you know when they struck the trail?
Well, how do you know if they don't bark on trail?
Well, did you ever see an elephant a-barking?
Why, no, I never, but I never seen one on trail, neither.
Well, you can't make no hunting dog out of an elephant. I can tell you that right now. Now, wouldn't that elephant there look fine running a rabbit across the field or sitting under a tree barking at a little squirrel?
Well, now, I don't think he hunt like dog does, Lum. Look there now where I got the page turned down. Show the picture of him hunting lions in Africa right in that book.
Where?
Why, right there, right in there, see?
Well, they're just riding elephants there.
Huh?
The elephants ain't hunting the lions. You see, they have beaters that go on ahead and run the lions by, and these fellas here just captured them.
Yeah, well, now, I figured on me and you riding baby here like they're doing in that picture there, Lumber.
Yeah, now, you can ride up there if you want to, but I ain't going to try to ride no elephants back. You see, these hunters in this picture has got a seat up there, see there?
Yeah, well, now, you just wait now. Me and Cedric's got a scheme worked out where there'll be room for all of us up there on his back.
Whereabouts is Cedric at?
Oh, I sent him over the house for some stuff a while ago. I'm trying to get baby all rigged up so that we can strike out right after supper tonight.
Abner, I wish you'd quit calling that elephant baby.
Well, I've got to call him something. That's the only name we got for him.
Well, just call him Elephant till after the contest is over. Then we'll have a regular name for him.
Yeah, I thought some of them names that's already been sent in would be all right, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's some good names suggested, all right, but we don't want to do no deciding until we close the contest. Then we'll let the committee pick one out.
Yeah, well, have you made the announcement about the contest over the party line yet?
No, I'll attend to that again. I'll go back to the office.
If you know, I was just looking at baby, Elephant a while ago, I believe he's deformed.
Deformed?
Yes, sir, now just look at him there. He looks like he ain't big enough for himself, don't he?
Ain't big enough for himself?
No.
What you talking about?
Well, his skin don't fit him very good. It's way under too big for him.
Oh, well, he just ain't growed to it yet. He ain't more than half growed, you know.
Well, what do they do? Just give him a skin that's big enough for a growed elephant and let him grow to it?
I don't know, Abner. This is the first experience I've ever had with elephants. They just ain't built for style. They run more for comfort.
Yeah. Well, ain't much shape to them, I'll say that. Now, just look at them legs. They just might lie straight up and down.
Yeah.
Looks like his legs just run down the ground and stopped all of a sudden like he's bogged up in the mud or something, don't he?
Yeah, they're funny built critters. I'd hate to... Wait a minute. Yonder comes Dick Huddleston driving up in front.
Yeah,
well, I'll have to get back in the office. Dan went out to deliver a new car a while ago.
Yeah, you just go ahead and talk to Dick, Lum. I'll finish up getting ready for this line, huh?
Well, we'll try your way one more time, Abner, but if we don't catch this line tonight, we'll get some dogs and trail him down.
I know we will catch him tonight, all right. Just wait till you see what all me and Cedric's got rigged up. This book here has learned me all about
lion hunting. Well, you needn't count on me riding that elephant. I'll tell you that right now. Well, howdy, Dick. How are you today?
Well, howdy, Lum. Wife said you telephoned you want to see me about something.
Yeah, I'm glad you come over, Dick. Come on in the office. I'll explain it to you.
What's Abner doing back there?
Oh, he's rigging up the elephant, getting ready to go hunt that lion again tonight.
Haven't located him yet, huh?
No, we can find plenty of places where he's been, but we can't seem to find where he's at. Go ahead in.
Well, thanks, Lum. I've been hearing a lot of complaints about that line, too.
Yeah, and so have we. Granny's trying her best to locate him.
Well, he's got the whole community scared to death. They're just afraid to go out after dark, afraid he'll jump out of the bushes after him or something.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't bother nobody. Couldn't hurt him if he wanted to. He ain't got a tooth in his head. Sit down, sit down.
Yeah, thanks, son. Well, I know, of course, he ain't got no teeth, but it's just the idea of a lion being turned loose in the community is what's scaring him. When he starts that roaring, why, you can hear him for miles. Believe me now, the folks around here ain't venturing out after night.
Oh, folks have been calling up here making complaints about it. And I told them we was doing all we could to catch him.
Yeah.
There ain't a thing for him to be scared of.
As the sea trunk was telling me, that him and his whole family slept in a storm cellar last night.
Well, I do know. Feared of old toothless lion. Well, I slept right in my house. Don't catch me staying all night in no storm cellar. Just locked all the doors and windows and went right on off to sleep. He's a little warm, a little close to all the windows down, but that's a heap better than a storm cellar.
Yeah, you're scared just like all the rest of us.
No,
them.
No, I ain't.
You might as well admit it.
No, sir. I thought sure we'd caught him Saturday night over there on Old Piney Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abner had one of them coal mining lights that they fasten on their caps when they're down in the mines.
Oh, yeah, I was on carbide lights.
He had one of them fastened on his hat of trying to shine the lion's eyes like Uncle Henry Lunsford used to hunt deer of a night.
Yeah.
Well, we walked up on this critter the other night, and there's two big eyes are staring.
Was it the lion?
No, but we thought it was.
Well, what was it?
Well, I don't like to say it, Dick. We couldn't tell, of course. All we could see was the eyes till we got right
well,
up on
it. Well, what was it, Lum?
Hey, you won't josh us about it, will you?
No, of course not. What was it?
Well, sir, It was that wild steer, Luther Phillips. When Abner shined that light in his eyes, he taken in after us and put us up a tree, and I granted we had to stay there till daylight Sunday morning.
Well, that ain't no way to hunt lions anyway.
I found that.
Shine them with the light that way. I gave Abner a book on how to hunt big game in Africa.
Yeah, I know.
Some pointers out of that that'll help you catch it.
Yeah, I think you just done that to have some fun out of Abner.
Well, I know. It's a good book.
Granny, he's got it in his head now. He's a big game hunter.
Yeah.
Getting that poor elephant all rigged up for a big lion hunt tonight.
I do know. Say, what was it you want to see me about, Lum? I've got to get on back to work.
Me and Abner is putting on a sort of a contest to get a name for the elephant. And,
well, where'd you get the idea to put on a contest?
Well, you know, when I telephoned Sister Simpson the other day down there at your store to see if she could think up a good name for
the elephant. Yeah, I remember now, yeah.
Well, there must have been a lot of folks listening in on the party line, for we've got a whole batch of letters here, names, different ones they sent in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what gave us the idea to turn it into a regular contest and give a prize for the best name sent in.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a prize you ain't gonna give
him? Why, me and Abner decided to give the person that sends in the best name for the elephant a new Ford radio for their car.
Well, say, that's a nice prize, don't
Yeah.
But suppose if somebody wins it, Lum doesn't have a Ford.
Well, these Ford radios will fit any car in.
Oh, they will?
Sure.
Well, that's all right, then. Find out where do I come in on it?
Well, we wanted you and Grandpappy Spears and Doc Cook to be the judges to pick out the best name for the elephant.
Oh, no, now, Lum, I'd rather not give
you. No, now, there ain't no way out of this, Dick. I ain't asking you. I'm just telling you. You're one of the committee.
Well,
me and Abner or Dan Davis can't do it on account of being connected with the garage here, you know.
No, no. Well, if you've done decided it, Lum, well, I guess I'll ask to serve.
Well, I've done decided it, all right. And I'll call up the folks on the party line and tell them about the contest.
Yeah, I'm just afraid you're getting me in for a lot of work, Lum. That's what you're doing. Now, don't tell the folks on the party line that I'm one of the judges.
No, I ain't. Wait a minute. Everybody's listening in now. Howdy, everybody. This is the Pine Ridge Motor Company broadcasting over the party line network. Lum Edwards, president, and left vice president doing the talking. I got an extra special announcement to make today. You folks all know the elephant that Abner traded for a few days ago. Well, we're trying to find a good name for him, so we're going to give a new Ford radio to the person who sends in the name the judges select as the best. Just mail them to Lum and Abner, and we'll get them. Now, this contest will run till Thursday of this week, so better get busy and send us in a name. I reckon that's all
for
today.
What in the world is that out in front there? Looks like Abner coming up out there.
Well, wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Goodbye, everybody. Well, for the great I am.
Oh, what's that on that elephant there?
I don't know. That's some of Abner's doing.
Come
on
out. Come out there, man.
Abner, what in the name? What's that business you got up on that elephant's back?
I told you this is what they call a hoodaw in that book,
Lum.
That's what we're
going to
ride in.
Well, it looks like a body off
an
old used car.
That's what it is. I told you this will make a 5 passenger out of it. Well, where most of them just got a box up there, we've got a regular suit in.
If that elephant don't look fine, that body off that used car up on him, Mary Abner.
Well, where in the world did you get that outfit you got on there? Undoubtedly, you don't aim to wear a
get-up.
This
is a big game hunter's outfit, Lum.
Well, you've got enough junk there to start a second-hand store.
What's that, a dishpan upside down there that you're wearing for a hat, Abner?
Look at them short pants and them boots. Now, if you don't look at that...
Look at the guns we've got here, Lum. Me and you's going right up here in the front seat, and Cedric's going to beat the line out of the brush. We'll show him how big game hunting ought to be
done. Granny's Dick, I know it was a mistake to ever give that book on how to hunt big game to Abner. He ain't got a lick
of him. Well, anyway, don't forget, if you have a name to suggest for the elephant, send it to Lum and Abner in care of your station. You may be the winner of that Ford radio.
Everybody, here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Folks, when you go downtown shopping or when motoring or hunting, take a flask of Horlick's malted milk tablets along with you. There's nothing like them for helping ward off fatigue or hunger. When you begin to feel tired or feel hungry, just dissolve a few of these delicious tablets in your mouth. They'll nourish you while you work, keep you going at top speed when you aren't able to eat on time. Children love Horlick's malted milk tablets. They can easily carry a supply to school with them. You can get Horlick's malted milk tablets, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. Either in the small, conveniently carried 10-cent size flask, or in larger sizes. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, yesterday, a Mr. Carter, representing the Southwest Oil Company, arrived in Pine Ridge to negotiate for the oil well that Lum and Abner recently drilled. He seemed very much interested in buying their holdings. And as we left them last night, Mr. Carter and Lum were in conference over the matter. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Lum and Abner down at their newly completed office. Evidently, an agreement has been reached, but the deal hasn't been closed. Listen.
Now, what is it that he's going to give us besides that $3,000, Lum?
Royalty.
You mean he's going to make a king out of you?
No, royalty in the oil business, Abner, means that we'll get so much on every barrel of oil they get off of that land over there.
Uh-huh.
We get $3,000 cash money and 10 cents on every barrel that's sold.
Yeah, well, out of heat, brother Lum, we just sold a whole shebang for cash to start with and get out of all of
it. Well, we'll be out of it. We won't have a thing to do with it. Won't have no say-so or nothing. All we got to do is sit back and get a check from them every month or whatever coming to us without even turning a hand.
Well, how much are we going to get every month, though?
Well, that depends on how much oil they get.
Yeah.
They're going to clean the well we dug out good and put casings and stuff.
Put what in it?
Casings.
You mean automobile casings?
No,
cars?
No. I don't know what it is, but that's what he said. I know it ain't automobile casings, though.
Yeah.
Says he believes it'll run 2,000 or 3,000 barrels a day, then.
Well, how much will that come to for us?
Well, if it runs 2,000 barrels a day, and he says it'll do that easy, that'll be $200 a day we'll make out of it.
$200 a day?
That's what he says. And on top of that, they're going to drill some more wells over there. They're just going to drill all over that 5 acres. We'll get 10 cents on every barrel that's pumped out of there regardless.
Well, doggy, that does sound pretty good, don't it?
It sounded awful good to me. If they drill 5 more wells over there, say, and they're as big as that one we got over there now,
yeah,
that'll be $1,200 a day we'll get out of it.
$1,200.
$400 a piece for me and you and Grandpapa. Done figured that up.
For the land, say.
And we don't even have to be here. We can go off and vacate ourselves, go anywhere. Yeah. Just let them know where to send the check to, and it'll come every month. That's what I call making your brain work for you.
Yeah, well, now, that's sounding better, all right. Yeah. When you said that all the cash we got out was $3,000, well, I thought you'd let him give you a skinny.
Me?
Yeah.
Don't you ever worry about nobody giving me a skinny.
I bet old Grandpapa be tickled. He didn't much want to sign that agreement yesterday, giving you full authority to sell the company.
No, I could tell that.
No, he didn't.
But that feller Carter said that's the only way he'd do business.
Yeah.
He told me he's just working for the Southwest Oil Company. He don't own none of it.
He don't, huh?
No. He's just representing the president. That's what I ought to get, you know, somebody to represent. That's right, I ain't president or nothing now.
No.
I'm a retard capital.
Well, I don't know what I am, but I'm through working, I know that. I've hit my last tap.
Oh, yeah. I don't aim to ever turn another hand long as I live.
No.
You see that piece of paper there on the floor, Abby?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put myself to the bother of bending over and picking that thing up for $10. That's just how dependent I am.
I wouldn't pick it up for $100.
Yes, that's right. No, I wouldn't either.
What is it?
Oh, just a scrap of paper somewhere. No, that's that paper I was figuring out how much money we're going to make on. Yeah, I'll show that to you. Right here. Just want to show you. If they drill 100 wells over there, I've got it up to 1,000, but if they drill 100 wells over there and get 2,000 barrels out of every one of them, that's 200,000 barrels. And we get 10 cents a barrel.
For the land, sir.
And that's up. No, I never finished that. Oh, that's too much bother anyhow. Have a cigar, Abner. We can smoke these things all we want to.
Yeah, we can take life easy now, huh? Just sit around and eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Look, that reminds me, too. I'm going to hire somebody to do the cooking over at the place while Elizabeth is gone. I just about half starved myself to death here lately. Trying to cook my own grub and eat it.
I ain't going to hire no cook. I'm going to start eating down the hotel.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
Don't get I'm just a good mind to do that with you, Long. All right, now we might start eating over at Sister Simpson's. I believe she sets a better board.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I never thought about that. Evelina eats there, too.
Yeah, well, now, that will be nice for you. Just sit there and eat and spark Evelina.
Yeah, why didn't I think about that before?
Yeah.
And I believe I'll just call Sister Simpson up and tell her we'll be over there for supper.
Yeah, that's her time. Just telephone her up. Tell her to have some fried chicken, hot biscuits, black-eyed peas, gravy and mashed potatoes.
I'll fix it up.
Dog, I'm hungry.
Hello?
I should eat
for all my life. Sister Simpson? This is Mom Eddard. Yes, Mom. What are you going to have for supper tonight?
As to what kind of pie she's going to have, Mom, I do love
Well,
pie.
It is some of my business. I ain't getting inquisitive. Me and Abner sort of thinking about coming over and eating with you tonight.
Yeah, thinking about it. I'm coming. I'll be there.
Yes, Mom. Sure, we aim to pay for it. Spare ribs and backbone and fish, huh?
Fish, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, me and Abner is coming over there to eat tonight, then. Yes, Mom.
Tell her to have lots of it.
And Sister Simpson, I just wonder if you couldn't sort of put me and Abner and Evelina over to the table by ourselves.
Listen, I want to get close to Evelina.
Yes, Mom, one of them big tables if you still got some of them.
Stack it high. Put sideboards on it.
All right. Yes, Mom, I know. 6 o'clock. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye.
You never asked her what she charges, Mom.
I don't care what she charges. I'll get my money's worth. Hungry as I am now.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about expenses now, no way.
Oh, no, no. I don't care if she charges 50 cents. I feel like celebrating.
Yeah. I might take Evelina into the county seat to a picture show tonight, too.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Wait till she hears about this deal.
Somebody at the door there, Mom.
Yeah. Moonlightly, Mr. Carter's back with him papers.
Yeah.
Come in.
Well, howdy, Dick.
Come in, Dick.
Yeah. I just run over and see if you'd made a deal with that fellow on the oil well here.
Well, we made a deal, Dick, but we ain't closed it yet.
Oh, well, I made a deal with him to where none of us will ever have to do another day at once.
Yeah, sure did. I got a $3,000 in cash and a royalty of 10 cents a barrel on all the oil they get out of the ground over there.
And they're going to drill 100 more wells.
Well, we don't know just how many they're going to drill at. How does that sound, Dick?
Well, all right, Lum. I don't know what made a good deal. Of course, it'll depend on how much oil you get out of that well.
Yeah. Well, he says he believes when they get the well cleaned out good, it'll run at least 2,000 barrels a day.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. There must be a lot of it there. You wouldn't have struck it that close to the top of the ground.
Well, that's what I figured.
Yes, sir. Don't know what you made a good deal, huh? What's holding it up? You said you hadn't closed it yet.
Oh, I've got the deed all made out to them, laying right here, but I want them to sign a paper relieving us of any responsibilities in the company.
Yeah.
Sort of like that when Squire Skimp made us sign when we bought that land off of him a while back.
Yeah.
Fact is, I copied it right off of that when Squire got us to sign. You seen it. We agree to assume all the debts and obligations heretofore and hereinafter made by the Pine Ridge Oil Company and stuff like that.
You mean that they're going to pay for all those barrels and the drilling of the well and all that?
No, we'll have to pay for that, but if anything comes up later that we don't know about now, they can't hold us responsibility to
that. Yeah, well, that's a good idea, Lum. That's good business. When's he going to know about it?
Well, he said he'd have to get authority before he could make a deal like that. I reckon he had to telephone the Southwest Oil Company about it.
Yeah, I see. Well, you fellas are mighty lucky, and I'm glad for you, too.
Well, thank you, Dick. I just wish you'd have been in with us on it. Love to see you get rich, too.
Well, I'm sorry now I didn't go in with you when you fellas gave me a chance, Mom, but I can't blame anybody but myself. But now, if this boom keeps on, well, I'm making pretty good money down there at my store now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we'll do our trading down there from here out, Dick. Won't argue about the price, neither.
Wait a minute. Somebody at the door. Come in. Well, back already.
Yeah, come in, Mr. Carter.
Yes, I think we're all ready to close the deal now, gentlemen.
Mr. Carter, shake hands with Dick Hutter.
How do you do, Mr. Huddleston? Glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Carter. Well, you gentlemen won't talk business. I'll get on out of here.
No, that's all right, Dick. Deal's all made.
Well, I've got to get back to store anyway, Lum. I'll see you after a while.
Right? All right, Dick.
Yeah, here, sit down, Mr. Carter. Take my chair.
Thank you. You say that was all right with them to sign the agreement?
Yeah.
Yes, no trouble at all. And if you have the deed ready, I'm ready to turn the draft over to you now.
Well, give it time, Mom.
Yeah, here's the deed all made out. That's yours.
Yeah.
Now, here's the royalty contract where we agree to pay you gentlemen 10 cents on every barrel of oil produced on that particular 5 acres.
Yeah.
And here's the draft for $3,000.
That's what I want to see.
Now, that agreement, leaving us any responsibility. Yes, here it is, all signed by the president of our company.
Signed?
Now, Granny's, how'd you get it signed so quick?
Yeah.
Well, the president of our company lives right here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I thought the Southwest Oil Company was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, I'm from Tulsa, but the company's here in Pine Ridge. Mr. M.K. Skimp is our president. Maybe you gentlemen know him.
M.K. Skimp?
Well, I'll be dead blamed. That's Squire Skimp.
Well, what do you know about that? If Squire Skimp can't get a thing one way, he will another.
Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Because it is so nourishing and energy-giving, and because it is so easy to digest, a glass of Horlicks malted milk is a fine noonday luncheon. Delicious and refreshing, Horlicks at noon will keep you alert later. It won't leave you feeling drowsy as a heavy meal so often does. And here's another thing about the Horlicks luncheon. It doesn't have the excess of calories that a heavy meal has. That's why it's such a fine weight control lunch for overweight people. You can make a glass full of Horlicks quickly and easily, either at home or at your work. Mixed with water alone, Horlicks is an easily digested, energy-giving drink. Use sufficient of the powder and mix well to bring out the delicious flavor and aroma. You needn't add any flavoring or any raw milk unless you desire it. Try the Horlicks luncheon tomorrow noon. You can get Horlicks, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, the Pine Ridge Oil Company is no more. Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears sold their holdings to the Southwest Oil Company for $3,000 cash and a royalty of 10 cents per barrel on all the oil produced on the property. Well, after the deal was completed, they found that they had been the victims of another of Squire Skimp's schemes, as the Squire himself is the president of the Southwest Oil Company, and the Mr. Carter with whom they were dealing was only one of his henchmen. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, Squire Skimp has already taken full charge of the oil business. And so we find Lum and Abner over at Lum's house explaining the transaction to their old friend, Dick Huddleston. Listen.
No, I don't believe there's any way for you to make him trade back. You've already delivered the deed to him.
Yeah, but we give him the deed before we found out Squire was the president of the company.
Yeah, we thought the Southwest Oil Company was the outfit in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, that telegram we got saying for us not to sell our property till a representative got you, that was from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, this fella Carter had come down here and made the deal with us. He's from Tulsa.
Yeah, that's it.
Squire just hired him to come out here and make the deal because he knowed we wouldn't sell it to him.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. Doesn't make any difference who owns it. You got the $3,000 that he paid you in cash, and if you get your 10 cents a barrel royalty, why, you'll make just as much out of it this way as you would if you'd sold it to anybody else.
Yeah, if we get the royalty. Yeah. That's what I'm feared of with Squire Skimp handling it. I wouldn't trust that fella no further than I can toe to find.
Man, we'll just have to sit over there by the oil well, and every time they haul a barrel of oil off the place, just put it down on a little book.
Yeah, we can keep up with it that way, all right.
Well, the thing to do is just have an auditor go in there once a month.
Yeah, I could do that. Huh? Have a who go in there once a month?
An auditor.
What's that?
What's that? Ain't you never rode on a train, Abner?
You don't mean to say you're going to run a train in there once a month.
Oh, Abner, an auditor. Only we ain't going to run him in there.
Yeah, a fella goes in there and audits the books once a month, Abner.
Yeah, a fella goes in there and audits the books once a month, Abner.
Sees that they're keeping things right.
Yeah, sees that they're keeping things right. Tells them they ought to do this and they ought to do that. An auditor. That's a good idea. I'm glad I thought of that. That's a heap better than having to sit over and count every barrel at the hole. I've been wondering how I could vacate myself and sit over there and count them barrels at the same time.
Well, now, if you just wanted to lay around and rest, why,
You could get yourself a hammock and just sort of lay over and rest and count barrels too, huh?
Yeah, and I'd about get to counting them barrels and count myself right off to sleep. Like counting sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squire'd have 400 or 500 barrels slip by me before I know it.
Yeah. Well, of course, you could hire somebody to keep you awake.
Well, on me, if I was going to hire somebody to keep me awake, might as well have them count the barrels.
Yeah. Well, sure, that's the thing to do. Yeah, just let them count the barrels, and you can lay there in a hammock and sleep all day. Vacate yourself.
Yeah, it'd be a fine vacation. It'd be a lot of fun. Lay out in a hammock all day by oil well right here in the dead of winter and try to sleep.
Well, of course, everybody to their own notion. I know I wouldn't enjoy it, but if you want to do it, well, it ain't no business of mine. But I'll tell you now, Lom, I'd be awful careful about who you get to count them barrels. First thing you know, he'll about count himself off to sleep, too.
Oh, for goodness sake, sir.
Of course, you could hire somebody to keep him awake, but if he's... Start that, it just ain't no stopping place. He'd have to get somebody to keep him awake, and then he'd have to get somebody
Abner,
to keep him
Abner, don't
awake.
Worry about it. Dick just said we wouldn't have to count them ourselves. We'll get a... What'd you call him things, Dick?
Train.
Auditor, Abner.
Oh, well, I know there's train in there someplace.
Abner, auditors works on trains. You saw them going up and down the aisles. Got their names wrote right on them up there on their caps.
Oh, you mean the fella that runs the store there on the train?
Does what, Abner?
Run the store, you know, sell soda pop and peanuts and apples and postcards and all that stuff.
News butchers is what he means, Dick. What, Abner? Auditors tell the engineer what he ought to do and what he ought not to do. Tell him when to stop and stuff like that.
Well, kind of an auditor I'm talking about, though, is an accountant, Lum. Expert accountant, bookkeeper.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, which?
Which what?
Which one of them are we going to get?
I believe we better have the bookkeeper, Dick. That way I can help him.
Well, it'll cost you a little something, but it'll be money well spent, especially with Squire Skimp in there. If they drill some more wells over there, like you say, well, you fellas have a nice income off that property.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Abner and Grandpappy is dependent for the rest of our lives,
yeah,
you might say.
Yeah.
I'd have just druther. It'd have been somebody else besides Squire Skimp we were going to have to deal with. That is, if I was having my druther.
Oh, well, if you keep a close watch on him, Lum, it'll turn out all right. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, what makes me so dead blame mad letting him put it over on us that way? Looks like every way we turn, we get mixed up with Squire Skimp in spite of all we can do.
Yeah, I'm sure glad we made him sign that agreement saying they'd resume all the responsibilities of the company. If he bankrupts the thing or something like that, I don't want him coming back to us for part of the money.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing to have him sign that, all right.
Yeah, yonder comes Grandpap up out there now, Lom. Just coming through the gate.
Yeah, well, we can go ahead with the meeting.
Well,
now.
You fellas, if you want to talk business, I better get on back over there.
Don't rush off, Dick. We ain't going to talk no secrets.
No.
I just thought we better have a meeting of the stockholders and figure out how much we owe and then divide the rest of the $3,000 up quick, sir.
Yeah, I'm anxious to get my part of that, too. And for Elizabeth and Pearl. We've been so hard pushed for cash, I just had to... Leave them down there in Texas, be investing in relays till we can get some money out of this oil well.
Bet you're getting pretty lonesome for them, too, aren't you, Abner?
Oh, my, yes. I've just been going around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Well, you fellas now are going to have a lot of time to loaf now. You sold your oil well and everything. Why, come down there in the store and see me.
Come in, Grandpa. Yeah, hurry, man. Hurry.
Well, hello, Grandpa.
Yeah, how are you, Richard?
Well, all right, fine. Lum and Abner, just tell me about the deal you made.
Yeah, pretty good trade Lum made, I think.
Yeah, sure was. Well, I'll see you so later, then.
Yeah. So long.
Sit down, Grandpa.
Yeah. Scat, get out of there.
Yeah, let Grandpa have the chair there, Geraldine. You better get on back there and see them kittens of yours. They'll be getting lonesome for you. Jump down. There's a saucer of milk sitting under the safe back there in the kitchen for
you. Ah, Swan, Lum, you talk to that cat just like she was a human.
Oh, she's smart as most humans. Understands anything I tell her. Well, we better get the meeting started, I reckon.
Yeah, let's get it over with. I've never seen no use to have a meeting, no way.
Why, of course not.
Well, meeting is called order, then. Secretary, read the minutes. Of the
now, right. Lum, let's don't get into all that stuff. Let's get the meeting over with.
All right, well, we got to have a treasury's report.
Who is the treasurer?
That's right. Well, we got all the bills here. I can read them.
Yeah, go ahead. How much do they come to, Lum? What do they all amount to?
Well, I ain't figured them up yet. Grandpap, take that pencil and paper there and set these figures down when I call them out. We got to add them up.
All right, let's have them now.
Well, first, I think we ought to stand and give a rising vote of thanks to the chairman of the board for making such an uncommonly good deal for us.
Oh, Norm, we'll be here all night if you start that kind of stuff. Let's get that money divided up.
Well, Abner, we can't just jump right out in the middle of it. Well, I've never seen a feller as missionary over money as you are in my life. Money ain't everything, you know.
Maybe not, but it comes mighty close to being, I'll say that.
All right, I'll stand up and give a rising vote of thanks myself. The harp strings of memory strikes a tender chord as I stand
now,
here.
Now, if you don't check that up, now me and Grandpap both is going to get right up and walk right out of here right now.
All right. If you don't want things run the way they ought to be, we'll just illuminate that part of it.
Well, let's get started.
Here's the figures, Grandpap. You put them down.
We store day here over nothing.
Lumber for building the office and the derrick on the oil well, $373. And while I'm on my feet, I might mention that I happen to know that the chairman of the board talked Walter Bates down $5 on that bill.
That doggy the body'd never know it. It don't sound like it'd been cut down, huh?
Quit interrupting, Abner.
Yeah, let Lum get done. Go ahead.
Caleb Wee Hunt for drilling the well, $50.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's worked every day since then. Fact is, he's worked night and day. His time runs to $96.
Uh-huh.
And Cedric's time amounts to $34.
Too much for Cedric.
Now, here's a bill for all the barrels that we bought in there at the county seat.
Yes, yeah, put the oil in over
there. That's a hardware company. 456 barrels at $3.70 apiece. Comes to $1,687.20.
For the land sake.
Well, Abner, we had to have them.
I don't care. It's too much money.
Furniture for the new office, $265.
That's all for you, too.
I aim to take that back after we sold out, but Squire claims it went with the deal.
Why, of course he would. Yeah, depend on him.
Now, here's a bill from Dick Huddleston for $40. That's
$40?
For the, well, that's for that wire to fence off the ground over there. Keep folks away from the well.
Oh, yeah, that's money well spent.
And here's Caleb turned in a statement of the labor charges over there for the crew. And he says they're getting impatient wanting their money, too.
That's all right.
The whole thing amounts to $492.80.
Yeah.
That's all over. Add that up, Grandpap. I think that covers everything. We can all three go into the bank tomorrow and cash this check and pay off these bills and then divide what's left up three ways quick.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. And then I can go right straight to the post office and send Liz about the money order and get her and Pearl back home.
Well, man, that totals $3,030.
$3,000?
Wait a minute. Let me look at that. According to that, we owe $10 apiece. Undoubtedly must be some mistake about that.
Well, so far, it looks like everybody in Pine Ridge has benefited by the discovery of that oil well, except the members of the Pine Ridge Oil Company.
Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. The rich, full flavor of Horlicks malted milk is one that you will never grow tired of. Horlicks is always a delicious drink, always refreshing and invigorating. It's a nourishing and energy-giving drink, too. A fine food drink for both children and adults. Horlicks malted milk, you know, is rich in vitamins and minerals that help children develop healthy, sturdy bodies, sound bones, and teeth. Those vitamins and minerals are carefully preserved by Horlick's method of vacuum processing the rich, full cream milk and fine wheat and malted barley used in making Horlick's malted milk. But beware of cheap imitations of Horlick, the original and genuine. Always ask for it by name and refuse to accept a substitute. Horlicks malted milk can be purchased in both natural and chocolate flavors. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, you know, Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears have sold the Pine Ridge Oil Company's holdings to the Southwest Oil Company for $3,000 in cash and a royalty of 10 cents per barrel on all of the oil produced on the property hereafter. Well, after the deal was completed, they found that Squire Skimp is the president of the new company, and that they had been tricked into selling him their interest. They also learned that the $3,000 lacked $30 of paying off all of their indebtedness. And as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum just entering Abner's house upon his return from the county seat to settle off all their bills. Listen.
Well, come in, Lum. Come in. Did you just get back?
Yeah, let me get here to the fire. I'll say it's fresh.
Yeah, it's cold, yeah.
It's cold out today, especially riding in that open car with the mail carrier. I don't see why he don't get himself a suit in.
Did you get the check cashed all right?
Yeah. Deposited in there at the bank. Opened up an account and sat right down there and mailed everybody we owed a check. That's what taken me so long.
Yeah, well, fine.
Well, we don't owe a soul now.
No.
Ever since we get out of the royalties on the oil now, it'll be velvet.
Yeah. be what?
Velvet. Clear profit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a relief to get everybody all paid.
Yeah, there was a fellow over here looking for you about an hour ago, but he weren't looking for you.
He was looking for me, but he weren't looking for me.
Yeah, he thought he was, but he wasn't. He's looking for the head of the oil company. He never knowed we'd sold out.
More likely some big oil man wanting to buy some oil. Well, he's just wasting his time. I'll tell him that. Squire Skimp's done sold all that oil we had in them barrels over there.
Well, he weren't in the oil business. He said he was with the Southern Pipeline Company, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's the oil business, too. I reckon he's wanting to see us about putting a pipeline into this well out here.
Now, what would he want to put a pipeline in there for?
Abner pipelines is what they use to get the oil from the well to the refineries with.
What's a refiner?
Well, they've got to run it through the refinery before they can sell it.
Oh.
See, there ain't a railroad out here. They can haul it over, so they run a pipe under the ground from the well to the refinery and just pump it through there.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. I reckon who studied that out?
Well, they've been doing that for years. Yeah, they got pipelines running all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's what that fellow wanted to see me about. Get me there, let them run a pipeline from here to the refinery and sell them our oil.
Yeah, well, he never said, and I never asked him. I was busy popping some popcorn here in the fireplace at the time and had to get back to it before it burnt. I just told him that we weren't in oil business no more. Squire Skimp was the man he wanted to see and just shut the door in his face.
Well, I'm sorry I missed him. I'd love to talk with him, give him my views on the oil business. You say you was popping some popcorn?
Yeah. Here, help yourself.
No, I wouldn't care for none of it.
Oh,
just
go ahead, help yourself. I've had all I can hold.
Yeah. There ain't much of a hand for popcorn. Might try a sprinkling of it. That is, if you had all you want.
Yeah, sure, help yourself. I just got so hungry sitting around here today, I had to fix up something to eat.
Well, sir, it's right funny about folks' taste. Some folks likes one thing and some likes something else.
Yeah.
Me, I never cared for popcorn. Just weren't turned that way.
Bob, I was just wondering. I reckon could you sort of spare me a quarter?
Quarter?
Yeah, 2 bits, yeah. I just about run out of something to cook up over here, and I thought if you could sort of lend me a quarter, why, I just go over to Sister Simpson's and eat supper over there tonight.
Well, I do know.
What's the matter?
Well, it's just sort of funny, that's all.
Funny?
Yeah, that's what I come by here for, to see if you had any change on you.
Well, no, I ain't got a nickel. I'll give you the last cent I had when I paid you that $10 yesterday. Take care of what we owed on the oil well.
Well, I never had the $10 myself. I had to take some chickens and eggs into the county seat this morning and sell them to raise my part of it.
Well, now, that's a fine how to do, ain't it? Two richest men in Pine Ridge ain't got enough money to eat on.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry. When them royalties starts coming in off of that oil well, we'll have more money than we know what to do with.
Yeah, but what we going to do till we get that? I'm hungry.
Well, what about me? I ain't even had no dinner. I was in there at the county seat and never even had enough to go buy a bowl of soup with.
Well,
hand me that bowl of popcorn there again. Ordinary, I don't care for this stuff, but I see right now I better can get hungry enough to eat anything.
Douglas, when we do get that money, I'm just going to go someplace and buy me a restaurant and sit down right there at the counter and eat the thing up.
Yeah, I seen a fella in there at the county seat standing right smack in the window cooking pancakes this morning.
Yeah, I saw him.
Flipping them way up in the air and all that stuff. Yeah. Just showing off. My granny's like a div right through that plate glass window and fit him for a stack of them. They oughtn't to let them cook stuff in the winter that way. Folks is hungry and watch them. It's cruel.
Well, you didn't have to stand there. You could have walked off.
If ever I own a restaurant, I'm going to paint the winters black. Ain't no use to make nobody suffer that way.
Man, I wish we'd quit talking about eating. I'd love to get my mind off of it if I can.
I was just thinking, Abner, Squire Skimp sold that oil over there, you see. We might could go over and get him to pay us a royalties on it this afternoon.
Yeah, Squire'll do it. He's about like him to refuse to let us have it.
There ain't no reason why he oughtn't to. He'll have to pay us anyway the first of the month. But if he knowed we wanted it, he more than likely wouldn't let us have it.
No, that dad's blamed old skin flint be just do him good to see me and you go hungry. Still, if he never knowed we was needing it so bad, why, he might let us have it.
I don't know. I don't believe we can count on getting it there. I don't want to ask no favors off of Squire Skim. I don't want to get mixed up with him no more than I have to. Money he's owing us, too.
Why, sure, it's our money.
And here he is refusing to let us have it. Why, the dead
I brain... hate him to pieces.
That's friendship for you. Long as we've known him, supposed to be friends, and then refusing to pay us when we got what we got coming to us. I'm just a good man.
Wait a minute, Long. Yonder he comes right now. Look out the window there.
Yeah. Swan, he's got a lot of nerve coming over here after pulling a stunt like that. All right, Granny, I'm going to tell him about it, too. I'm going to jump him the minute he comes in that door, and if I don't tell him...
Well, wait, hold on now. We ain't even asking for it yet.
No, that's what I say. The very idea of him refusing to let us have it when we ain't even... Huh?
I say we ain't even asking him to let us have it yet.
Oh, that's right, we ain't. Well, he...
Huh?
Nothing. Just let it go. We just act like nothing ain't happened. Treat him just like we're as good of friends as ever. Don't let him know we're mad.
No. Tell you the truth, I don't know yet what we're so mad about.
Well, you don't aim to sit back and let him... that's right. Yeah. Just let it go. Best thing to do is forget it. Forgive and forget. Forget anyway.
Yeah. There he is. Come in, Squire. Come in.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, how are you gentlemen today?
Well, all right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing you never got your head of yourself, Squire. Long was just about
shut
you.
Up, Abby.
Gentlemen, I might as well get right down to business. I'm kind of a hurry. I've been hearing a little talk around that you gentlemen ain't altogether satisfied with the deal we made the other day.
Well, we ain't tickled to death over it.
No.
In the first place, we never knowed you was the one that was buying it, or we wouldn't have sold it to you. In the second place, we never got enough cash out of it to pay off all we owed for drilling the well and building that office.
And in the third place, we're both broke and ain't got nothing to eat on.
Well, now, I heard that you dissatisfied with the deal, and that's what I come over to see you about. You know, we've all been friends for so long, and I don't want it said that Squire Skimp would take advantage of nobody.
Well, I reckon it's too late now, Squire. The deal's done closed. The fact is, we've done cashed the check you give us and spent the money.
Well, now, that's all right about that now. If you fellas had to all well, why, it wouldn't take you very long to pay me that money back. Tell you what I'm willing to do, men. Just to show you that I want to do the right thing. If you give me back that agreement that I signed where I agreed to assume any obligations of the company, I'll give you the well and the property back and give you a little time on paying me back the $3,000.
You mean just swap back with it?
Well, yes. I'm losing heavy by doing it, but I'd rather have it that way than to have you gentlemen think for 1 minute that Squire Skimp ain't a true and loyal friend.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Yeah, I will, too.
I'll have to admit I had you figured out all wrong, Squire. Why, that's the nicest thing I ever had anybody offer to do for me. And that's true friendship, if ever I've seen it.
Yeah, if you hear anything I said about you, Squire, well, I never said it. I never meant it.
Yeah, it's the generousest thing I ever heard of.
Yes, it is.
But we couldn't do it, Squire. I just couldn't bear to let you make that sacrifice. We made the deal, and if we got skinned, it was our own fault. Now, we just couldn't let you do that.
Well, now, man, I insist on it. I want to do that for you. I just wouldn't feel right if I never. Now, just give me back that agreement that I signed, and, well, you won't even have to pay me the $3,000 back.
No, Squire, that's nice of you, though, but we just wouldn't feel right about it.
Somebody at the door there. Come in.
Well, hello, Dave.
Hey, did you fellas hear about Squire? Hello, Squire. I didn't see you. Mighty sorry to hear about the hard luck you had.
Hard luck? What happened, Dick?
Hasn't Squire told you about it yet?
haven't got around to it yet, Dick, no.
Hey, what's the matter? What you talking about?
Why, there was a fella come in here today from the Southern Pipeline Company. They found out that isn't an oil well over there. You fellas drilled into one of their pipelines.
Huh?
Why, that oil that's been coming out of there. You drilled a hole right into their pipeline that runs through here. That oil's running out of the pipeline. You didn't any more have an oil well over there than nothing.
Well, I'll be dead and blamed. Well, no wonder Squire Skimp was so anxious to get back that agreement he signed, assuming all responsibilities of the previous owners of the oil well.
ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Your doctor will tell you that one of the most important factors in good health is plenty of rest, plenty of refreshing sleep. Without a sufficient amount of sleep regularly, our bodies are apt to run down, our resistance to sickness and disease be lowered. No, there isn't any substitute for the tonic of a full night's rest. Now, some people have difficulty getting to sleep easily at night. They lie awake for hours, just can't get to sleep. Well, those people don't know the secret of a cup of Horlicks malted milk, hot, at bedtime. A drink of Horlicks to relax your body, soothe your nerves, help you to fall asleep quickly, help you to sleep soundly, too. Tonight, just before you go to bed, drink a cup of Horlicks, hot. You'll sleep better, more restfully. You can get Horlicks, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's get ready for Lum and Abner. Well, yesterday, Pine Ridge received a very great shock. It was discovered that the oil well that Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears brought in and sold to Squire Skimp wasn't an oil well, after all. The old fellows had drilled into one of the pipelines of the Southern Pipeline Company, which runs close to Pine Ridge, transporting oil from distant oil fields to their refineries. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner over at Lum's house. The old fellows are just beginning to realize what has happened. Listen.
Well, we're right back to where we started, Abner.
No, we ain't neither, Lum. When we started, we had a good grocery store down there. Now we ain't got nothing.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have to start all over again. Well, we were sitting right smack on top of the world there for a while, though.
Yeah, but you got to recollect the world turns around. You never know when you're on the top or where you're on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that news yesterday just knocked a foundation right out from under all them air castles I had built.
Well, right smart of fun while it lasted. We got to find out how it feels to be rich.
Yeah. Our trouble was we was rich without no money.
Yeah.
Now, Granny, I feel like I owe somebody something for all the good times I've had. These trips I've been making.
What trips? I never knowed you left town.
Oh, me, in the last 2 weeks, I've been all over the United States. Seen America first.
Why, you ain't done no such a thing, Lum. You've been right here all the time.
Well, I just same as made the trip. I've been studying about them so much. Laid over there in bed of a night and imagined myself down at Daytona Beach, Florida. Hot Springs and California. Feel like I owe somebody something for all them trips.
Yeah, just like that car I was going to buy, that big gray one. I put about 10,000 miles on that driving, driven all over the country, in my mind.
Yeah.
I never will forget how everybody's eyes bugged out when I drove up in front of the blacksmith shop over. They just took on over.
You mean you just imagined how they looked?
Yeah, I never was inside the car, but I used to sit over at the place at night and imagine myself driving it.
Well, I ain't got no regrets over it, Abner. I've always wondered how a feller felt to have all the money he wanted, and I found out.
Yeah, but now that it's all over, what are we going to do for a living? I've got to raise some money somewhere or other.
Well, we can get in some kind of business.
Well, you can't go into business without money of some kind, Lum.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Poor Elizabeth and Pearl, off down there in Texas. I know their relations will be tired of feeding them. I just wish there's some way for me to get them home.
You better leave them down there till you find something to do. Bad enough for us to go hungry without you letting your women folks suffer. Better leave them down there where they'll be took care of.
Yeah, well, now, that might be a good idea for if she comes back now and finds out we've lost the store and the oil well and everything else. Well, ain't going to be room for both of us here in Pine Ridge, nohow.
No, I just leave them there till you get on your feet again.
Doggy, if a sole on these shoes gets any thinner, I'm going to be on my feet any day now.
Yeah. Well, I'll study something up for us to do.
It looks like a shame, Lum. Feller gets up to our age and has to get out and start all over again.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever have to hit another lick of work.
Well, don't get to feeling sorry for yourself, Abner. That's the worst thing a feller can do when he gets up again.
Well, there ain't nobody else going to feel sorry for me. I may as well do it myself.
No, that's the wrong altitude to take. When I see somebody feeling sorry for himself, I know right then that he's give up. He's a goner.
Well, I ain't give up, but I'm just sort of uneasy. Body's got to eat, you know.
Well, I recollect that old Eddard saying, every cloud's got a silver lining.
Yeah, them clouds are just about as far out of reach as money is. Wouldn't help me none if there's gold lying.
Well, I hate to think about doing it, but if the worst comes to the worst,
it has. It's done come.
Yeah, I started to say, I hate to go in debt, but if there ain't no other way out of it, we could mortgage our store building or borrow a little money on our farms.
Yeah, if we can find anybody to loan us anything on them. I don't believe there's a feller that's got $10 and let us have it on the best house in town since the oil boom busted.
Yeah. I was just looking down there at the folks leaving town this morning. Trucks and automobiles and wagons and everything else.
Yeah.
Getting out of town as fast as they can.
Well, natural, when they found out that there weren't no real oil well, all these strangers that come in here'd pull out.
I had to turn around and walk back over the place. Just couldn't bear to watch it. Catch a sadness sort of come over me.
Yeah.
Your Pine Ridge was growing so.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody excited over the oil boom. See it now, it looks like a picnic ground the day after the picnic. So.
Oh, law me, it's so dead down there, everybody could fire a cannon right down the main street and not hit a soul. Won't be 2 weeks before you can graze cattle right there in the street.
Yeah, I was talking to Dick Huddleston this morning. Said his business had fell off something wonderful since yesterday.
Well.
He had 8 extra clerks working for him. He had to let them all go this morning.
Yeah, I bet he was mad about it. He was making money hand over fist.
No, he never let on if he was.
Never, huh?
No, sitting back there by the stove when I come in and bannered me for a checker game the minute I walked in.
Well.
I know he must feel bad about it, though. But you know, Dick, he wouldn't let on if we killed him.
No, no.
That's what makes me feel sort of bad about it. We was the ones that thought we had oil well and got everybody's hopes built up, and then kerflop, she went.
Oh, well, that's bad all right, Mom, but it done some good. We woke some of these folks up around here. They ain't had a idea in 15 years. There's old Uncle Fred Cecil. He put in that hamburger stand down there. It's the first time that he's ever got up out of that rocking chair off in his front gallery there as far back as I can recollect.
Yeah, he done that all right. Sure. Throwing some of these old nesters back to life. But the town's going to look like a graveyard for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'd have had any sense at all. We'd have known from the first that there weren't no oil well.
Well, I don't see why. It looked like oil well to me. It looked like a thought one would look. I never did see one.
Well, if I'd have stopped to think, though, I recollect them laying that pipeline through here about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I never knowed exactly where it was at, but I knowed it just run east of town here somewhere.
Well, I can see now why Caleb had so much trouble drilling a well. Don't you know, just before he struck oil, he had to take the bit out and shorten it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, he thought he was hitting a big rock or some kind down there. It was that iron pipe he was drilling through.
Why, sure it was, a pipeline.
Natural, when he drilled a hole in it, the oil spurred up out of the ground.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thankful for one thing, that we sold it before they found out what they did.
Yeah. Dick Huddleston was to tell me they're going to make old Squire pay for every bit of oil that run out of there.
Oh, me, now that's going to amount to something.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dick said he heard it run to $4,200.
$4,200?
That's what he said. I hate to laugh about anybody having hard luck, but some way or other, I can't bring myself to feel sorry for old Squire.
No, I can't neither. He had it coming to him if ever a man did.
Yeah. Here he went to all the trouble of tricking us into selling the well to him, buying it under a consumed name that way. Now it's going to cost him over $7,000 to get out of it, counting the $3,000 that he gave us.
Yeah, that sort of evens things up for some of the skinnings they give us, Lon.
Yeah, and he was trying to give us a skinning on this deal, but the thing backfired on him.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he'll leave us alone from here.
Yeah, out. No, he won't bother us no more.
Me and him coming over here yesterday trying to trade back with us.
Yeah.
Making us think he was doing us a big favor and letting us have it back.
He knowed right then that we drilled into a pipeline when he came over.
Why, of course he did. Yeah. He was trying to get that agreement back we made him sign.
Why, sure, that's just what he's doing when he come over.
Yeah, see, he's responsible for everything according to that agreement.
Yeah, and he'd have did anything to get that back, too, Lon.
Well, he made us sign the same kind of agreement himself when he sold us that land over there to start with.
Yeah.
We had to pay off $355 to satisfy them stockholders.
That's what we
done. So I don't feel bad about this.
Yeah, well, now, Lon, there ain't no way for him to get out of it, is
there? Oh, no, it's legal. I looked after that part of it myself. Got his name right on it. Witnessed and everything.
Well, good.
Say something about I do hereby and herewith agree. Wait, how does that go? Let me see that thing again.
Yeah, I want to be sure that agreement's worth a lot to us, son.
Abner.
Abner.
What's the matter, Lum? You look like you saw a ghost.
It's gone. It's gone.
What's gone?
That agreement we had, Squire Sign. Granny's, I had it right here in this pocket. It ain't there. It's gone.
You don't suppose our old friend Squire Skimp could have had anything to do with the disappearance of that agreement? This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.